Thanks, Marjorie. Thanks, Sunera, for those welcomes. My name is, can you hear me? Yes? Okay. My name is Liz Philippos. I'm the Woodward Professor in the Department of Women's Studies at Simon Fraser. And it's wonderful to see so many people here tonight, and I thank you all for coming. I have a few thank yous as well. I'd like to thank my UBC colleagues on the organizing committee who've been meeting since October to generate ideas for this weekend symposium. That's Itret Said, Sunera Tobani, and Almaz Zakuiden. And I'd also like to thank Habiba Zaman from Simon Fraser on the committee. Each were very generous with their contacts and knowledge of various communities, and they've done a great deal of work for this event. I'd also like to thank a number of students and friends who've offered to help with the weekend. We have a tremendous number of volunteers, and I thank them very much as well. And I'd also like to thank Amanda Shaw, who's the program assistant in the Department of Women's Studies, for doing her job of administration and logistics exceptionally well and with great commitment and persistent good humor. It's been a sincere pleasure to work with Amanda, and I don't see her, but... I also want to extend appreciation to Bev Neufeld, who's the research grants expert at Simon Fraser, for her support. Also, you would have seen the posters around town and the programs tonight that were designed by Hanan Korchi, who's a young graphic designer who's always available for your interesting work. She's done a beautiful job on all of our flyers and posters, etc., and I thank her very much. Yes. The last group I'd like to thank, I won't thank our funders because Marjorie did that, but I'd like to thank the students, faculty, and staff in the Department of Women's Studies at Simon Fraser for their support, friendship, and warm welcome this year. The era of the war on terror brings with it much fear, violence, and confusion, and is as yet unclear the enormity of what we are witnessing and where we are heading. One thing that is clear is that there is a new license to bigotry since 2001 and sanctioned by many governments around the world, bigotry that has targeted Muslims in newly configured ways and which is opportunistic in its swath to also include people perceived or accused of being Muslim and minority populations in general. There are easier ways to justify the targeting of Muslims within states since 2001 and easier ways to justify the targeting of Muslim countries through war and violent occupation since 2001. Much of what contributes to violent bigotries and easy targeting is the persistence of stereotypes and generalizations that reduce complex human lives to simplistic and one-dimensional caricatures. It is much more palatable to use violence against peoples believed to be simply evil, or simply patriarchal, or simply barbaric, than it is to do violence against those we imagine are complex and multidimensional. In light of this, part of the purpose of our discussions this weekend is to generate complex and rich understandings of gender, race, and Islam to complicate narrow and fixed positions with details that humanize those that are represented as inhuman, and to add texture and variety to the monochromatic depictions of Muslims that circulate. To unravel the foundations of violent bigotries, there's a need for complexity, for renewed commitment to analysis, for revisiting political positions that perhaps worked in other circumstances, don't work now. But we are in a profoundly dynamic and highly mobile political context that regularly challenges conventional wisdom. And so it's a collective endeavor to come to new understandings of how to live and organize our communities, how we achieve peace and social justice, how we create communities that include people as equals with dignity, agency, and humanity. There are many activists, advocates, and academics who are working in the areas of women in Islam who carefully analyze these complex relationships that women have to culture, identity, nation, and faith. And they have generously, some of them have generously agreed to share their insights from their particular locations in this war on terror. We're fortunate that several people will be speaking. Two people will be speaking tonight, and we'll have more speakers on Saturday. And I'll just remind you that there's a panel scheduled at the public library on Saturday with four speakers at 5 o'clock. And those speakers will be talking more specifically about Canada, while tonight we have speakers who are talking to us from other locations. Asma Barlaz is professor of political science at Ithaca College in New York. She specializes in comparative and international politics, Islam and Quranic hermeneutics, and women and gender. She was the director for the Center for the Study of Culture, Race, and Ethnicity, and is the author of several books and articles, including Globalizing Equality, Muslim Women, Theology, and Feminisms, and her book, Believing Women in Islam, Unreading Patriarchal Interpretations of the Quran. She also has a forthcoming article called Text, Tradition, and Reason, the Quran, and Sexual Politics. Our second speaker is Rosalie Cindy Midar Gould, who wishes to be called Cindy. She's the executive director of Baobab for Women's Human Rights, based in Nigeria. Baobab is a feminist organization that focuses on women's legal rights issues under three systems of law: customary, statutory, and religious laws in Nigeria. The organization evolved from an ad hoc group of activists, social scientists, etc., in conjunction with the International Solidarity Network of Women Living Under Muslim Laws. And Baobab has intervened in a number of legal cases to support the appeals of women. They're active internationally, and I would encourage you to look at Baobab's website anytime you have an opportunity to see the work that they do. Shall we start with Asma?